everybody. Oh,
let's open up a crisp,
open,
nice,
cold
afternoon
one with the boys. Except it's not a cold one. It's a green tea.
Arizona, sponsor us. Both the state
Arizona, both
and
this,
the company.
Yes, exactly. I actually got a call the other day from New Hampshire, and I declined it.
Oh, yeah? New Hampshire was like, hey, we want to sponsor the Neat Beans and Collard Greens podcast.
From the middle of nowhere in Texas and the middle of nowhere in Georgia?
Hey, I'm not in the middle of nowhere, Georgia. I'm like close enough to Atlanta that people maybe know where I am if they're from the city of Atlanta.
You know, I'm close enough to the city of Houston where people think I'm from the city of Houston.
There you go. And sometimes that's all you can ask
that's
for. Am I right, party people?
All party right, people.
So let's go ahead and figure out what is hippening and happening.
Hippening, hopping, popping and dropping in.
Pop it, lock it, twist it,
pop
it.
Pop, lock it, drop it. Brian, what is the most interesting thing that's happened to you in the past 4 weeks of your life?
Oh, the one thing?
One thing.
As famously, when we started this podcast, I was working the 3 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. shift at my job, which was an experience and an adventure. And now I am working the 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. shift, which is amazing because, like, I don't know if you realize this, David, but you don't know how much you miss the sun until you don't see it for like 6 months more than like being in it for 20 minutes on your drive to work and then not seeing it again except for like your days off. But now every time I get in my car to go home, I'm like, that's the sun. Look at it. It's amazing.
That's what it looks like.
That's what it's like to be alive during normal people hours and not be stuck at work.
How long did it take you to fix your sleep schedule?
Oh, we're still working on that. It's been 2 weeks. It'll be 2 weeks officially tomorrow of being on the first shift, and we're still working on it. I've only been late once so far, and it was on like day four, and I was only 10 minutes late, which isn't that bad, especially because they held me 10 minutes over on like my third day there, and I was like, it's fine, whatever, I'll stay 10 minutes. Like, I get paid overtime for it, and then I didn't get paid overtime for it because now I'm not at over my hours anymore because I miss those 10 minutes, but it's okay. Just kids, remember,
okay.
don't ever sit down and do the math for how much you get paid every time your heart beats at work, because it will break your beating heart. I did that one day because I was like, let's see if I remember how to do conversion tables from like just physics and chemistry.
I don't even know
what
conversion tables are.
I vaguely remember how to do it. It's been years.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, so if I get paid this much per an hour and my resting heart rate is this and like this, this, and this, I did the math and I get paid a soul-crushingly low amount.
Oh gosh!
But
per heartbeat, what average heartbeat did you use?
I used my normal resting heart rate, which is like 67, 68 usually.
Oh, that's pretty low. That's pretty good, Brian.
Yeah, which
nice
I don't know if that's
calm.
A good thing for. No, I don't know if that's a good thing for how tall I am. I
oh,
actually don't know if
really?
Heart rates are good or bad. Just because, like, you know, when you got to pump blood through
17
feet
of
body,
oh.
It's not 17 feet of body.
Compared to my 5.9, it looks like 17.
One thing I've had to do so much recently is, so they're building onto our building. They're adding two more
floors. Building on your building?
Onto our building, yes.
You know, okay, you build a building. But
when it's done,
food.
It's not called a built.
Oh, you know? That's also a good one. But you eat food. Why don't you?
Well, it's like you bake cookies food. And you cook bacon.
Ah, there's another one.
Yeah. It's
all
one
right,
of those weird
going.
Things about the English language.
Anyways, building buildings that are now
yes.
built. Plural.
So there is one of the guys on like the construction crew for the company that comes in who he must be like 7 feet tall because I had to look up at him when he walked past me. And I was like, and I just in my head, every part of me was like, I've been asked this question so many times and I want to know how tall are you. But I was like, I'm just going to let this man live his life. You know what? Because I know he gets it every single time he meets a new person.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be that person.
Because, you know,
same thing. Exactly. Same thing. There was a nurse that started recently at the hospital who she must have been like 6'4", 6'5" almost, because I didn't have to look at her when I walked. Like, I didn't like look down to like register face when like, but she walked by, just because I
looked straight.
Yeah, I was like, I'm like not craning my neck to pass this person and make eye contact and wave. It was incredible. I was like, holy cow.
It's like you see people and they're like, oh, it's such a chore to look at you.
Well, it's like, I don't want to not sound like a chore, but it's like, I don't have to crane my neck all the way down.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah, I do that too. It's such a chore to look at people, but I have to look up.
Yeah. It's like, you don't like to crane your neck in weird ways.
In weird videos, you and I have like weird Snapchats and stuff where we did that like weird clap thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I can't explain. I'm alternate. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. Like we might post it to our social media.
Oh, we when this episode comes out. Oh. Okay. Cool. Ooh. Look at us making ideas in the middle of the episode. Yeah. You're always basically like kneeling down, or like completely slouched over, and I'm like halfway up in front of my face.
Doing yeah, dude, things. I've realized like my spinal column just doesn't like me. It spent so long like in this gradual arc that I'm like, you know, if I ever want to like stand up straight, it's going to take a long time to correct it and get into that good habit. But here we are.
Let me ask you, when you were in lines walking to warm up or walking to the stadium, could you see over everybody in front of you?
Dude, that was one of like my biggest pet peeves, was when I would get put at the end of a diagonal or something, and like,
you saw the person at the front would, that it was,
and someone would try and set it up, and they'd be like, "Hey, no, go this way." I'm like, "That's not right. No, stop. That's not right. I'm looking at the entire thing. You, and you need to move this way." And they're like, what? And I was like, "I'm looking at the whole thing. I'm seeing the top
because I'm 18 foot right tall.
Not 18 feet. I'm just 6 and a half.
6 and a half. Man, I want green tea now." I don't have anything.
Well, you have a bunch of coffee in your kitchen, I assume.
I do. I have a lot of beverages, including coffee, but none of the coffee is made. I'd have to make it. It's okay.
Oh, true. Oh, speaking of coffee.
Do you like coffee now?
No, I mean, coffee's always just been all right to me. It's never been something that I'm like, I'm a connoisseur of.
Can you say that again and put my name after it?
David.
Thanks. That's all I want.
Oh, but if you'll recall, audience, from last episode with Bill, we talked about specifically David's coffee mug that he bought in Orlando. It's still sitting right over there. It's not in the mail yet. One day we'll get there.
I was honestly just excited that it's in a box.
Yeah, it's making progress every day. You know, better every day.
Does it move an inch toward the door every day?
No. It stays where it's at, but that's better than it being not in a place where I have to think about it every time I see it. Because now I'm like, oh yeah, I need to do that. And eventually one day it'll make it home.
I'm going to start texting you every day.
If you text me every day and I just wait. Oh, I was saying, if I just wake up every day to a text from you, I'll stop checking them. And one day you'll just be like,
and I'll be sad.
I need a deep amount of help, like blah, 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 blah. What do I do about this? And I'll be like, oh, sorry. I missed this by like 80 days because there's so many texts about a coffee mug that I didn't read.
You'd be like, sorry, I assumed you were trying to get your mug back and I didn't want to give it to you.
It's not that I don't want to give it to you. It's that I don't ever like stop. I don't run errands.
One day you have to actively be like, I have time for this. I'm going to go do this. I get it.
I know. And one day I'll get there.
Yeah.
Today is not that day. And tomorrow is not the day because tomorrow is Sunday and the post office is closed on Sundays.
And you work, I assume.
Yeah, but like I could just.
Not the weekend.
Because tomorrow is. Okay. Tomorrow is the weekend, but it's not my weekend.
Speaking of the weekend. Well, next weekend I have the weekend off. In that artist for later.
Oh, you fan, not a fan? David has a hot take coming in down the tube, guys. We'll come back to the weekend a little bit later.
Right.
Call us Wednesday because we're not quite at the weekend. But what I was going to say was Sunday. So I have work and like I could definitely just put it in my car and then stop at the post office on the way home. But
David's
eyes just lit up Christmas bright, like wide. He was like, holy cow, he's going to do it. And then I was like,
do you know how many mugs I have since I moved out?
4 and a half.
Why would I have half a mug, Brian? Do you mean like, dude, is it cut?
Things break
vertical
all the
or horizontal?
Time. Definitely vertical. Also, you just did the like inverse hand movements from vertical
right,
and horizontal.
I said vertical and went horizontal, and I said horizontal and went vertical.
Yeah, you thought I wouldn't notice. I know what's going on.
I didn't thought anything, actually.
All right, David, what is new in the last 4 weeks of your life, sir? Silence ensues.
You know, so I think the last time, okay, the last episode, I had my PC, but I didn't talk about it. So I have my PC now, playing a bunch of games every day, getting into MMOs, actually.
Oh, my friends, like SOTOR?
My friends are like trying to find, they've been trying to find an MMO for me. And I started with WoW, of course, and I enjoyed it, but I didn't want to pay $16 a month to play it. I was like, I don't think I can do that for a game. I'd rather pay even like upwards of $200 for a game and then not have to pay for it again. You know, obviously games aren't $200, but so I tried that one, didn't like it. Tried the Old Republic, didn't like it. Because I'm just bad at them, you know, and I had to find, and I just had to find one that I liked. Settled on Elder Scrolls Online.
Really?
Yes, I love it.
What an interesting one to settle on. Right? I heard most nothing people, but trash reviews about that.
Okay, game. Well, it was bad when it came out. It had a rocky start, and then they switched to subscription based service, and then they came out of it, and like now, like the base game is $20, but it includes X, Y, and Z, and blah blah blah. It's great. I love it. I've already put 20 hours into it, and I've only had it a
Jesus.
Week. Yeah. It's great.
What do you play? Is it like, is it basically just Skyrim but multiplayer, or is it
Skyrim
in some ways?
Way deeper detail. So it has the whole world as opposed to Skyrim just being a country. Picture the United States, because the whole world is actually like one continent. So just so picture North America, and then like Skyrim is Canada, and then the whole rest of the world is under it. That's Tamriel.
Okay.
So like you start in this world, this area, and then you like go to the starter world, and it's just like a basic MMO. That's like the most interesting thing that's, I've had a bunch of music that I've started listening to again. But yeah, no, nothing life changing.
Okay. Okay. To the consistent listeners, you'll know that a couple episodes ago, David was like, I'm going to convince you and wear you down to buy a PC.
Yep.
And then I, in fact, was like, no, you won't. I don't see the point. And then I bought and built a PC.
Less than 2 weeks later.
No, it was like three later, I think.
Okay, I'll give you that.
It was at least three.
I'll give you that.
But I went and I just... Friends, if you ever want to like build a PC, but you want to make someone else really happy in the process of building your PC, set your budget and then find a friend that just like nerds out on that and be like, hey, this is my budget and I want it to do this. Go crazy and watch them light up like a kid in a candy shop. And as they just go online and go part shopping for you, because that's what I did. And I went, I need it to do this, this, and this really well. And he went, okay, bet. And after about like 45 minutes, he sent me a screenshot of a list and went, this will do everything you want. And also all these things were on sale, so it'll be great. And I got a real slamming PC that does everything I needed to
slamming.
Do. So beautifully. So
slamming.
Slamming
so now,
is definitely the word.
Since we've started this podcast, we've gone from both console players. Well, I guess you're still somewhat of a console player, but you kind of do both, right?
Yeah, so like I will play, I'll play like Dead by Daylight on PC just because it's way less clunky mm-hmm. on PC than it is on Xbox. I'll play Sea of Thieves on PC just because it looks so, so, so gorgeous. But then things like Call of Duty and any shooters I'll go back to console for just because like I'm used to it. Don't give me that look, David. Don't give me that look. Don't scrunch your face and be like, why would you want to play a shooter on console? Because here's the thing. Do I look like I want to deal with all that like cross progression and activating accounts on multiple platforms business?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely like, right.
I also like I did that for Rocket League and it took about 10 seconds, which was nice, but I don't think it's that forgiving on other platforms. But yeah, so like I'll go back and I'll play games like Call of Duty with the Texans that aren't David. he just made another face at me.
I'm making all the faces today.
And then I'll play that and I'll play just like some other older games. I've also gotten into streaming, whenever I do like photography or occasionally some like Dead by Daylight, or some Sea of Thieves, I'll stream that. Which is fun. I'll plug myself real quick. Mochaccino Express on Twitch.
Nice.
Yeah.
We will put that in the
We're working the on the brand, baby. Mochaccino working Express. On the brand. It's the name for the rapper that I never became. You all know the journey that I have with rapping.
Yeah, because it's been a journey. It's been a journey.
Some of the earliest Neat Beans episodes, you know? Some of
the earliest. I feel like the verses got shorter as we went on, and now we don't have any sad tears.
Well, it's because I actually, do work and we both work now. But I mean, I have times in my day where it's not just me standing and looking for things to do for 2 hours, and my brain just begins wandering at full speed any direction. It's like, oh, I have things to do from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
It's kind of a good feeling. Like, although my life is, and I'm assuming your life, is somewhat mundane, like, for me, it's even more mundane because you have that weird weekend on Wednesday and Thursday, but Monday through Friday, yeah. I'm what time do I wake up? 6:30 to 4:30. And then I get home and I work out, and then, oh, I can say I worked out. That's probably the best thing that I...
Yeah, David's getting jacked.
I'm getting literally jacked.
Oh, he's getting yoked.
I flex which for... I'm,
I, David, how do you feel about the word yoked?
It makes me feel as uncomfortable as other words, including but not limited to moist.
Okay, because I think yoked is one of the weirdest words, and yeah. I understand exactly what it means because it's real swole and vascular, but just say I want to be vascular, but people don't say I want to be. I'm saying vascular a lot right now.
Yeah, can you say it again for me?
Vascular.
Thank you. I really wanted you to
sorry
say
you like that breathiness at the end. But yeah, yoked is just, it's such a funny word. I also have been doing it. We have this fitness challenge thing at my work where from September 13th through October something-ish, I think it's the end of October, every day we go onto this app and we log our exercise, if we did any, our nutrition stats, and then our wellness, how much did you sleep? Did you take time to be by yourself? How much screen time did you use? Things like that. And we log all those things and you get points, and it's a competition hospital-wide. And it's myself, one of the other first shift employees, one of the other second shift employees, and one of the people who works that between shift from noon to 8 p.m., which I could never do. That seems they come in and that's they just clean awkward. Rooms all day. It really is. I was I don't know how you guys do it, but they're all people who have kids. So they work their first job from 7 to noon and then come in from noon to 8. I'm okay, more power to y'all.
More power, absolutely.
I'm a spry young man and I don't have to worry about kids. Bless up. But there's four of us, and then our management is their own team, and the only reason the four of us are trying so hard is we just want to be able to say we beat our management at this.
That's good.
And so right now I think the two guys, so one of the guys who I worked with on trash in second shift, he didn't have the app downloaded, so he didn't get to log the last week and a half of his stuff, and I showed him how to do it today, and so he's gone back and re-logged all of his stuff. Gosh. So we're about to skyrocket in points, because right now just the three of us have been neck and neck with the four people on the other team.
Just the two of
and
us.
Once we get our fourth person, we're gonna win this.
Are you I saw something about you doing this for something else.
Oh, for a Halloween costume? Okay. Yes, that is a secret that will be leaked or teased here, and then one day, maybe, it's not something I'm going to put on the podcast. It's very much not.
Hey, that's okay.
Yeah. So, let's see. What are you doing to get yoked, David? Are you just
what my workout is?
Yeah, do you have a plan, or are you just kind of going at it?
I have a plan and I'm going at it.
Okay.
So depending on the day, I've I learned, and Ravi is kind of my guy. I ask first before I like look up articles about things because he does CrossFit and he's really good at everything. I'm just going to say that right now. If you don't follow him on social media, he recently like explained what he's going to be doing with his life from now on. And it's so awesome because he told me and he put it on the post that he was expecting backlash from those posts, but he wanted to just put it out there. And immediately everybody was like, oh my gosh, congratulations. Like, that's so awesome. You're doing all these things. It's really cool. Even our old high school band director reached out to him. He sent me that today. He was like, it's always great to follow your dreams and do what actually makes you happy. So I was text him. So I texted him the other day about something. Anyways, so what my normal workout consists of is I run for 10 minutes at 8 miles an hour. And so that rounds to about 1.25 miles. And then I do 4 sets of weights. I do 2 arm exercises, a core and leg exercise, and then a leg exercise. So, and I just moved up. I do bicep curls. I just moved up to a 30-pound dumbbell. And I do 4 sets of 20. And then I
bench press.
No, the leg bench press, whatever that machine's called.
Where leg you push press.
Leg press. Yeah. Thanks. I leg press 125.
Okay.
And then I do the little pull down thing, which is triceps.
Yeah.
I tricep 70 pounds.
Oh, very nice.
And then I do 2 sets of, I do 60 Russian twists. And then I do that whole thing. Oh, four I love times.
Russian twists.
Dude, I'm trying to get rid of these side things.
These handles, yeah.
These muffins I got on the side of my body.
They're called love handles, but okay.
So I do that 4 times a week. The other 3 days, I can do one of 3 things. I can do less reps, I can run a 5K, or I can take a day off. So
okay.
This is the first week I'm doing all of those things. Like, for sure, I'm going to be doing 4 days of the workout. yesterday, I ran a 5K for the first time in like 2 weeks, and I wanted to die.
Classic.
Every single thing in my life, including like, I don't know, going back to school would feel better than running that 5K. But I will say I did it in 28 minutes and 50 seconds. And I'm
very nice. Very nice.
But that's it. I'm sticking to that plan. I lost 15 pounds since May. And I haven't lost anything else. So I'm stuck at the number that I'm at. And I know I'm just building muscle now, which is
cool. Yeah. Which is dope because I think muscle weighs like more than fat because it's more dense or something like that.
Right.
Very nice. Very
Brian,
nice.
Brian, what do you do?
So my game plan has just been kind of like get in there and whatever doesn't feel sore from the other day, like work on that zone with special attention to my core because recently I have realized that I'm very tall and my like core engagement isn't helpful as much as it should be. Like I should be better. I need better like core strength, right? Because the separation between like there's so much mass from like my hip sockets down just in the length and like muscle of my legs comparatively to my like chicken wing arms that I have up top. Fun fact arms. About me is that I have consistently like even when I've been like drum corps fit, which drum corps fit's not like healthy fit. Let's all say that first and foremost. It's 12 hours of cardio a day. It's not good for you.
It's not good
for you. But like that, like even that fit was like still pretty small arms. And it's also because like my muscle mass doesn't ever like show up and stay up. It's like it'll get a little bit of pump going and then it'll be gone the next morning and like it'll look like I didn't do anything. And so even when I'm like working out, I'm like I know I can like lift things, but it's also just because like proportionally my body is so long that like my all my muscle fibers are longer, so they don't look like as swollen. Like it doesn't look like I'm lifting as much, and it just Like, I know it's about what I can so do and not what it looks like.
Do you
can
lift do. Less weight? Excuse me, less weight because of that?
No. Oh, David is dying. He'll be right back in just a second. But I think his question was, do I lift less weight? No, I think right now I'm doing, I'm doing a 70-pound, barbell curl right now. So, I'm putting up a decent amount of weight for, several reps. Bench press, I forgot. I haven't, actually tried to just go up in weight on bench press because I don't like that. It doesn't feel good for me. It, makes my just...
I just mean I because got, of... Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
It, it just... It feels... David, it feels like it's so far to go to get my arms from, here all the way to fully extended. It feels like such a long journey with every press, and I'm like, this is
it's a not climb. A good time.
Oh, okay, Miley. Is that who that is, right? Or is it Hannah Montana?
It's
did you know they're different people?
Speaking of weird Disney shows, or sorry, speaking of bad Disney shows, SpongeBob...
Wait, what? That's not even Disney.
It's not. It reminded me of something. I have a funny story.
Okay. But what was your question?
It was a bad segue. That was the whole point. My question about the weight was you said your arms are your the literal muscle is longer, so you feel like you're having to travel more. So because of that, are you lifting less weight and doing more reps or vice versa?
No, I'm just kind of going about it normal. Okay. I'm just doing yeah.
Screw it. I'll just push this weight a mile.
Yeah. It's only 3.5, maybe 4 feet. I don't know how long my arm is. I wish the audience could have seen us both just stick our arms straight out and try and eyeball it. But look how long my arm is, David. This is a great segment for audio. So
SpongeBob.
I was going to say, so it's now officially Friday because it's time to talk about the weekend.
Okay. Let's talk about
it earlier. What is your beef with the weekend?
So I watched a video and I don't know if we should link YouTube videos. It was a YouTube video about how pop music is using the supertonic so much. And the supertonic is the second note of the scale.
Yeah.
So long story short, if you're playing the C scale, the supertonic would be the D, the second letter of the scale. And this is this whole thing. And he played probably 10 songs where the chorus is just random rhythms on the second note of the scale. It's what's that song? Dance? Justin Timberlake, I Can't Stop the Feeling. Anyways, the chorus, and I won't give you examples, but the chorus is one note. It's one note with a weird rhythm, with a funky rhythm over and over and over again, and then it changes after the chorus. So that's just, it's just taking over pop music, this really, in my opinion, boring way of making music just on the same note over and over and over again. I can explain more later. But anyways, he gets to the end of the video and he goes, somebody that's really pioneered this and kind of brought it to be, and everybody's kind of followed suit, is The Weeknd. And so it's this really serious video, and then he's just hey, I'm going to roast The Weeknd. And then he played almost every single The Weeknd song, and they all sound the same. Because he's an air quotes rapper. He just changes rhythms in the choruses and sings the same note over and over again. So I now understand what I dislike about pop music, and it's the fact that they sing the same note all the time. And I listened to some songs that I was listening to currently, and none of them, all of them had melodies in the chorus as opposed to one note. And I was like, oh.
Hey,
that's my very mini nice. Roast on The Weeknd.
Okay. You heard that. It's going to be a hot one this weekend. Make sure to wear your sunscreen because The Weeknd's getting toasted. Okay. So what was this other thing you had about David just rolled his eyes so hard? I'm pretty sure he just stared at his own brain.
I saw how tiny it is. Yeah.
Oh goodness.
So we just said, at the same time. That was weird. I'm so glad we're actual public speakers now because we're really good at it.
What do you mean actual public speakers?
SpongeBob.
Do I look weatherproof? No, you wouldn't install me outside. I'd get rusted and broken. All right, SpongeBob.
All right, SpongeBob. My coworker was telling me a story this week, and she was of a long time ago, they
in
were
a galaxy.
Telling a student to do something, and the student would say, why? And my boss said, because I told you so, right? Because teachers do that.
Because you told me so! Is that where this is
you
going?
You just ruined it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Continue. Okay, sorry. So, Robbie, can you bleep that out
immediately,
for us?
Immediately, I thought of this SpongeBob episode where Mr. Krabs looks at SpongeBob and goes, win this one for the Krusty Krab. And SpongeBob goes, for the Krusty Krab. And they're like pole vaulting for some reason. I don't remember why.
Yeah, it's the Olympics.
And then SpongeBob like splats. And everybody goes, oh. And then Plankton goes to Patrick's ear and goes, win this one because I told you to. And Patrick goes, because you told me to.
Yeah. Okay.
And then okay. Patrick lands on the fry basket, whatever you call those, and the grease goes all the way into the stands, and all the fish in the stands turn into fish sticks. I forgot this part, and the guy goes, "Fish sticks, get your fish sticks here."
That show was wild,
absolutely truly insane. Like that's really dark. Like all those people died,
and then they just turn around and sold them.
Sold them. Yep. So that's my. That happens all week. Like, my coworker.
You just have that video playing on loop in your brain all week. Yes. David, are you okay? How is your brain not turned to like sludge and dripped out of your ears yet?
It's because you told me to. Anyways. Okay. No, my brain works in comparisons. So my coworker will look at me and goes, I'm all caught up. And then Caught Up by Usher will pop up into my head. And I'll listen to that song for 3 days straight.
So what you're saying is that your brain is just constantly playing, what is that game called? It's like an improv game where it's just like you say something and it's like, what's the next thing that it makes you think of? Where it's like,
I know what
I'm talking about. But it's like you connect one thing to the next one, to the next one, to the next one, and you just keep going until you like run out of things to connect to.
Before, I'll tell the story because she thinks it's funny now. Before I moved out of my parents' house, this was like 2 months ago, probably. I was talking to my mom one night, and she... like jokingly, she was like, what am I going to do when you move out? Like, I'm going to be all by myself. So on my phone, I looked up all by myself and I hit play. And she goes, I hate you. But like, that's what happens in my brain all the time. And I do it at work. And like at one point on the 21st this week, my boss was like, it's September 21st. And what did I do? I played September by Earth, Wind, and Fire like 6 times on my phone. Because the first line is, do you remember the 21st night of September? So,
wait, I'm sorry, by who?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Who is that?
No, my kidding. Eyes
I've
rolled
seen them live
so
in
hard.
Concert. It's fine.
Wait, you've seen them live in concert?
Yeah, my mom took me to go see them in concert when I was younger.
How old were you?
Oh, God, probably 12 or 13.
So old enough to remember the fact that you've seen Earth, Wind, and Fire live?
Yeah, no,
you don't
I was...
understand.
I've seen
how jealous of you I am right now.
I've seen Earth, Wind, and Fire. I've
don't
seen Foreigner live. I've seen Billy Joel live.
What was the second one that you said?
Foreigner. Well, because my mom, like, I think it was probably when I was like 10 or 11 years old, she got on this kick where she's like, I have all these things I want to do, and I'm going to do them. And I want you to have these life experiences too, so you're going to come with me. And because, like, crazy. I think, did we see Foreigner or Earth, Wind, and Fire first? I think we saw Foreigner first. Because that was the first concert my mom ever went to. And she was like, I want this to be your first concert too. And I was like, okay, sure. Whatever you say, mom. Because I was a child. I was a youth who just cowed down to the man every time they said to jump. And I was like, how high? Oh, man. And now I throw rocks at the establishment. I don't actually throw rocks. I
Bulls
never throw
on
a rock.
Parade.
Bulls on
Can't
parade.
Do what they told you.
I don't
Can't
know
do
what that.
No,
what is that?
How many times am I going to roll my eyes this episode?
Ooh, I wish there was a way to keep track. Yeah. But here we are. Because
if
lost
we
count.
Recorded these videos, there'd be a little counter on the corner. It'd go ding every time my eyes rolled.
Yeah, they'd be dinging nonstop. Nonstop, gentlemen of the jury. I'm curious.
See, with okay, me. You just did
making
it.
History. This is the first murder trial of a brand new nation, to liberty beyond deliberation.
That's what my brain does all week.
Yeah, no, dude, me too. The worst part, though, is so I have been told multiple times in my life that I have an old soul. I don't know.
You know, what I have been told that a couple times also.
Right?
Probably, I don't think as many as you, because I consider your soul older than mine.
So, anyway, the first couple weeks I was at work, like when I started my job back in March, and I was talking to one of my coworkers, Curtis, and Curtis was just like, all right, so like, what do you like to listen to? And I was like, I don't know, like, this is my favorite band right now, and I played him some Busty in the Bass, surprise,
yes.
Surprise. But then, like, we would hang out, like, at the end of the shift, or, like, while we were waiting to clock out for the last 10, 15 minutes, like, once we were all fully caught up on everything, we'd go, like, sit in the cafeteria.
Caught up by Usher, anybody?
No, caught up on everything. We'd be like hanging out in the cafeteria, and like Paul Simon or Elton John, because they play just like oldies hits in the cafeteria all the time. And like a song would come on, and I just sit there and start singing. He's like, "How old are you?" And I was like, "24." He's like, "No way, you must be at least 70." I like, how do you know all these songs? And I was like, "I don't know." Because like Beatles songs would come on, and I would know, like, I'd pick up the melody like as it's playing softly across me. I'd be like, oh yeah, that's the Beatles, it's this song off this album. He'd be like, dog, what are you doing? Like, how do you know this? And I was like, I don't know, I listened to a lot of old music and I didn't really care for early 2000s pop. Like,
nobody did.
Well, no, that's not true.
Well,
some people cared because it kept getting made.
It's pop. Yeah, somebody did, but those people have bad taste in music. Anyways.
Hot takes.
Speaking of music, some quick throwouts to new albums I'm listening to or new artists I'm listening to. Makari. Polaris is a new alternative metal band that I'm listening to. Movements is really good. You actually might like Movements a lot. They're really good. It's like you hear it and you want to say it's pop punk, but the lyrics are actual lyrics as opposed to things that are stupid. anyways, and then most recently, I think it came out like today or very recently, Machine Gun Kelly's new album. And you're going to think...
MGK.
Okay. Eminem
and MGK. MGK. Yeah. Wasn't that like a whole beef that happened?
He's really weird, but like I've seen interviews and he's just kind of an interesting person. He's really young. He has a thing with Megan Fox right now, I think. I'm not sure if that's true or not. I thought she had a kid.
I mean, you can have a kid and have a thing with someone that's not the father. Just,
well, sorry, I meant I thought she was like
married doing
and
something
or dating the guy that had the kid. But if you know MGK, he's a rapper, but now he goes by his full name, Machine Gun Kelly, and he just came out with an album really recently, and it's entirely pop punk. It's like if you took the best album of Blink-182 and put it in 2020 with a deep voice, and I like it because it's a deep voice. It's not that really high annoying pop punk voice that you know that you're hearing in your head right now.
Oh, I mean, like all of the voices from the 2000s of pop punk.
Yeah,
not all of them.
All of them. And the cool part is he got Travis Barker to play his drum parts, which is the drummer of Blink-182, and he's arguably the most popular drum set player in America. Not necessarily
that one,
the best.
That one's for Rashad. I don't know who Travis Barker is, but Rashad will know. So
he's very popular. Anyways.
Got it.
Great music. Makes me happy.
Very nice. Very fun.
Also, I need to listen to Busty and the Bass because I haven't listened to them in like 2 weeks. I'm sad.
I know. I went back and started re-listening to their album with fresh ears because when it first came out, I went hard on it for like 2 days, and I was like, okay, I need to give myself a break, listen to something else, and then I'll come back to this. And now that I'm like back to it, because it's 2 weeks now, and I'm like, this is still just as like rich and gorgeous.
It's not something you can listen to constantly. It's like too good for that almost.
Yeah, it's like a triple layer chocolate cake. You know, like you savor it and you enjoy it while you have it, but you wouldn't want to sit there. Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't want to sit there and like just house the whole thing, and then like the next day you're not going to go back and eat the whole thing again. You're going to be like, I'm not going to eat this again for a little bit, just because you don't want to make yourself sick.
Yeah.
You know, like... Yeah.
And then you have things like pop punk, in my opinion, that are, I don't know, chocolate chip
like
cookies.
Rice? Oh, okay, never mind.
Like rice?
Like rice. Like, it's substantive, it's good for you, but like... You know, like you can
put some butter in it
with almost everything. Yeah, like you can have it with almost everything, but like,
yeah, that's like, yeah, I like that.
You don't like eat it every single meal, you know, because you don't eat anything every single meal. And like, okay, so let's do this real quick. Let's go and go music genres and compare them to food. So we've said that, like,
let's get it over with.
Do we want to go album or do we want to go genre?
We're going to get the one out of the way first, and then we can answer that question. Country music is like what?
Oh, God. Country music. Okay. Are we talking like Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson? Or are we talking like.
No, we're talking about country
like
music.
Like stadium country music that's like.
Stadium country music.
Stadium
not
country music.
Tim McGraw, Dolly Parton, not Garth Brooks. I'm okay with those.
I think like stadium country music for me. I would have to say is the equivalent of mushrooms just because like, and stay with me here. I think because like there are people that thoroughly love mushrooms. Like my mom loves mushrooms and will eat it with almost everything. Me, like if you want me to have mushrooms, you got to hide it in whatever you're fixing. Cause I will not just like willingly eat mushrooms most of the time.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about country music. I'm like country music is fun from time to time. And like, but most of the time, like, I don't know what's happening and I don't necessarily like want to go seek out country music. What now? My one exception is John Denver, Country Roads Take Me Home. But that's just because that song,
that's an
American
song.
Classic.
I mean, it is, like, but it's like a generational song almost.
Exactly. It's transcendent. It's the heart and soul of West Virginia.
The comparison I would make to country music is original Lay's potato chips.
Interesting.
Because, this is what I thought of right before you said mushrooms, and I like mushrooms better, but I'm going to give my opinion on this either. Some people, kind of like you said, some people love original regular yellow bag Lay's potato chips. I hate original Lay's yellow bag potato chips. Even Ruffles, I will grab before I grab original potato chips. They're too salty. They don't taste like potatoes. You know, like country music sounds like country music, hopefully, but I don't actively. We kind of had the same comparisons.
Same
I'm not
thing,
gonna
but like different food because
yeah.
Okay.
So next would be what?
I don't know. So we did country. We talked about Busty's album. Like
give me one word to describe Busty and the Bass. I would say funk if I had to choose one word, but it's not even that.
Neo soul.
Oh, okay.
Soul.
Yeah.
That's what it says on Wikipedia. And I assumed like, okay, literally the first time I was like, because I was trying to, I was like, what do they define themselves as? Because I didn't know like how to describe them to people. And I like Googled it. And on Wikipedia, it was like neo soul. And I was like, that's it. That is.
If I got two words, it would be neo soul and funk. But I think neo soul is more encompassing than funk is
of their whole sound. Yeah. In case you couldn't tell on this podcast, we highly endorse Busty and the Bass.
Absolutely.
Also, specifically for me, Alistair Blue. But that's just because I love that man with all of my heart. He's one of the pianists, and they're kind of like rapper-ish guy that they have who does like the Common Ground. His part.
You told me you cried when you watched that video of them in the cathedral. I also cried when I saw that video.
Okay, I was gonna say, have you not watched it yet?
What song was it? It was
Summer.
It was Summer. That's right.
Summer. Yeah, like the cathedral version is so good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
And it's in a video. It's not even like live or it's just. Oh man. Great.
What's the other one? The other version of that they have that I just love so much. Have you seen their Amsterdam Riverboat Session video they did of Common Ground? I love that video so much.
All of their live videos like that are incredible.
They're so good. I think they only have two that they've done.
I think it's just those two, yeah. But
yeah, but they're so good. Hi guys, we endorse Busty and the Bass on this podcast.
Hi guys, welcome to the Busty and the Bass podcast. So what's the next genre?
Okay, so let's talk about the big genres. So we already did country. Let's go country, rock, pop, okay, and alternative, I guess. We'll do those four. Like
synth pop, what is that called? Okay. Like 90% of the stuff on radio nowadays.
Hang on. So we did country, we'll do pop, rock, and classical, and we'll call it there.
Like actual classical?
Like, what do you mean? Like orchestral?
Your nostrils
or like
flared so hard. You're like, why are you asking me this question?
Do you mean like, I don't mean like wind band or orchestra pieces now. I mean,
I was about
like,
to say,
like,
are you talking about
throwback
Handel?
To like Shostakovich and like that kind of just like,
okay.
Like when someone's like, yeah, let's go listen to an orchestra play some classical music. And you're like, is there going to be a hammer involved and a giant block of wood? Shosty. But yeah, okay. So pop, let's just say like general pop music, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think pop music, if I had to compare it to food.
Can we also do beverages?
Yes. Are you okay. going to say you would compare pop to soda? Because if you do, I'm going to be very disappointed in you.
I was going to, and you stole the joke again.
You got to be quicker than that. I've been up since 5:45.
Did we just make two different references at the same time?
I don't know. I didn't make
I have,
a reference.
I have my comparison.
Okay, go for it, because I'm still working on mine.
Pop music is like alcohol.
Like it's alcohol?
Like alcohol. Like, it's not good for you, but somehow it makes you feel good. Sometimes you listen to it when you're sad. Sometimes you listen to it when you're happy.
And it's not very substantial and nourishing.
And it's not very substantial.
I think that pop music for me is kind of like
soda.
Like what?
Soda?
No, I was going to say more like a loaf of bread, you know?
What kind of
like
bread?
White bread. no,
just
I think pop music is like white bread because it's like you like it's always there and it's always being like mass produced and there's so many options and like it's all bread, you know?
Yeah, it's just yeah.
Which like isn't really fair because you can say the same thing about any other like genre. Like there's a bunch of it being made in theory.
You can compare music to bread in a lot of ways.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like
music is
bread,
guys.
Is way better for you. Maybe wheat bread is the classical music of bread.
All right, we're gonna pivot this whole episode. So let's talk about breads as music. No.
Do you want to switch?
No. But yeah, like I don't know. Like, I think it's not fair to just say, like, pop music in general is like this, but, like, in my comparison,
yeah,
I would say
pop
music is like bread.
These are yeah. just our opinions, too.
Like, I would say pop music is like bread, because, like, I enjoy bread, but if I just ate nothing but bread all day, I would be sick to my stomach. But same thing, like, it's why you gotta always have a well-rounded diet and a well-rounded music selection.
Exactly.
Like, for example, I have, for lack of a better phrase, made myself sick on pop music over the last couple, or K-pop music over the
last
couple weeks.
Yeah, I was about to
say,
you better put a letter in front of that.
yeah, like it still is good, but that's why I'm kind of like trying to filter back down to my like normal intake of like different genres of music. I'm like salting some Busty in the Bass back in there.
Salting
some
Busty.
A little bit of Billy Joel here and there. You know, good stuff. I haven't listened to any Ripe recently.
It's because they're not good anymore.
They're still good. They're just. Did you see? Speaking of Ripe, did you see Josh Spock is getting ready to put out a single?
Is he the vocalist?
He's the trumpet player.
No way.
Yeah,
I'm interested.
He put up on Instagram a little like snippet about like 10-15 second video of it, and it already just looks super fun and it sounds super good, and I'm very excited.
I bet you he was like, fine, you're not going to use me. I'm going to make my own music.
I mean, maybe, because I know the trombone player there does that too. Like a lot, he does a lot of his own like free
That's
work.
Awesome.
But like,
I walked in to a school one time and kids were stretching like for a marching band rehearsal and they were listening to The Brook and the Bluff. And I was so happy
Dude, they're so good.
I was so happy because I was like, these kids have good music. I didn't walk in and it was like Drake. Although I Drake's good, but like he's, again, like mass produced. He's like potato chips.
Yeah.
You know, there's very few, in my opinion, talented pop artists. Anyways, what's the next genre?
We said
rock. What's rock?
Rock. Ooh, I
do you,
think.
Okay. Rock. Do you can what rock?
I'm thinking about? Like, okay, let's talk classic rock, like 70s, like the Eagles, Journey.
Are you going to include the Beatles in there? Some people do.
I wouldn't consider them classic rock. I consider them like original, quote unquote, rock and roll. Like, because they're from an earlier time. Yeah. There's like rock and roll and then there's like classic rock. And I think rock and roll.
So like Def Leppard. Like,
okay, I'm going to pretend kind of, like I've listened to a Def Leppard song in my life. Don't drop your jaw to the floor. Open your mouth or close your mouth before you catch some flies, David.
Open my mouth before I catch some flies.
Yeah.
You've never heard Pour Some Sugar on Me. You've never heard Photograph.
Oh,
you've never heard.
I just didn't know what songs were there.
Okay.
Okay.
They have a one armed drummer. That's why I love them.
Oh.
He's freaking good, too.
Does he only have one leg, too? I was going to say, how
now
much
I think he has a prosthetic arm, but. Like, in order to play, he just has extra pedals playing other instruments.
Okay.
So he plays one-handed, and then he plays other... It's so sick to watch.
Okay, I was going to make a joke about how his drum set cost him an arm and a leg, but it didn't cost him a leg, so...
It's okay. I'm glad I took that joke from you, because you've taken two from me today.
2-1, kids. 2-1 ratio.
I'm glad we also think about these jokes before, and we just steal them.
What was I saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So like classic rock, like Journey, Eagles, like that era of rock and roll. I think I would consider classic rock to be like a warm plate of spaghetti, you know, a warm plate of spaghetti with meatballs. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that would be my classic rock.
Do you want
I'm
to
offering no explanation. You will get none from me. Don't ask.
I that's just like immediately thought of. Chicken fried steak.
Oh, CFS.
And I'll explain a little bit.
You mean to tell me a chicken fried this steak?
And I'm sitting over here trying to think, and you make puns that I can't not laugh at. So, okay, chicken fried steak. You threw me for a loop, Brian. You messed me up. Oh, most people like it. But the people that eat it a lot is a very specific kind of people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
So that you know in your head who listens to Def Leppard, Journey, the Beatles, all those people all the time. Like, you know somebody that listens to that all the time.
Yeah.
At least I have like three people that pop into my head. So it's like a very specific, not to putting those people in a group, but like everybody knows one or two people that listen to classic rock all the time.
Yeah. Just you want to play the famous Teacher's Lounge game, fake first, fake last, David?
I don't remember how to play that.
You absolutely don't have to, but it's a game which, listeners, if you want to play with your friends, is always a fun one to play, but you talk smack about someone and you give either a fake first or fake last name of theirs. And then we have to try and figure out which one is the fake
first
name.
Oh, so I give you a fake first name or a fake last name.
Yep, but you have to use their whole name. So if I were talking to you or I was talking about you, I'd be like, what up, guys? This is David Fredrickson. And then I would tell my story about David Fredrickson, even though we all know the only David I know and talk to on a consistent basis is not David Fredrickson.
Speaking of consistency, this is super off topic, and we're going to play this game, but I have to remember definitely the person's name. Okay, no, we're not going to play this game.
Okay, thank goodness.
I'll change the subject right now. Memes that you send me on a daily basis sometimes gives me life. So I just want to tell you, sometimes I don't respond because you send me like four and I'm at work and I can't see them, but I'll see all of them, and I kid you not, at least every single one I make an audible sound of laughter.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, whenever like I'm at work and I'm waiting in an elevator, or I'm like on a 10-minute break, or like when I get to work 20 minutes early, and I'll just sit on my phone and like scroll through my Instagram Explore page, which is all memes. Like, it's all memes. So I have like two accounts set up too. On Instagram. It's all like, for on my personal, it's all memes, and on my like photography one, it's all just like really beautiful photos. But so whenever I'm like at work and I'm like, let me look at just some memes, I find so many comics, so many just like funny little short quirky things, and I'm like, okay, this is good. Let me send it and share it to people. And I just
I'm not the only one.
No, it's not just there. You. I also send to Rashad, who's been a guest on this before, yes. And then Rashad likes to just wait, and like he'll wait till the end of the day when he like knows I'm in bed and going to sleep, and then he'll respond and like look at all of them, so he doesn't like have to just keep checking.
I'll start doing that.
Oh man. But yeah, I was gonna say, you need to just, what you were talking about earlier with the drummer, that's definitely a Rashad conversation and not a
no. I was trying to make a conversation. I was just making sure making you knew a point. Who Def Leppard was, because if you didn't, I would have been very upset. And you did. You just didn't
know. I did. I just didn't know like what they did, you know? It's like,
well, they make
like,
music.
Oh, okay. Well, how do they make music if they're a leopard that can't see? Or here, shoot, I can talk. Anyway, so, David, anything to plug this episode?
Your Twitch.
Oh, yeah, Woo-hoo. Mochaccino Express, baby.
I will say, not to like awkwardly plug myself after Brian just plugged, but I'm thinking about getting into streaming. I really don't think I'm going to do it, but it's up in the air, you know? I will say, though, I'm working on some fun projects with some friends that are complete secrets. Some of them haven't even started, so I won't say much. But when they start, I'll start talking about them.
Start saying more. Very cool. Very fun. We also want to make sure we, again, as always, thank Emma Barnett for our wonderful cover art, because she's just...
Every time I see it, I'm just...
Dude, right? Every
it's,
time.
It's like Busty in the Bass. Yes, Emma, I'm comparing you to Busty in the Bass because it's that good.
Yeah.
It's like a three-layer triple chocolate cake. You take one bite every now and then. I don't stare at it all day, and I see it a couple times a day most of the time. And every time I see it, I'm just equally like, amazed.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying that just to say that. And Brian isn't either.
Yeah, you can find Emma on Instagram at AntBytes, ANT_BYTES. If you haven't somehow followed her already, I highly recommend you do. She has my stamp of endorsement, which right now doesn't mean much, but in the future, when I'm rich and famous, and you see because me running for podcast president, you should definitely not vote for me now.
Also, if you haven't followed our editor, Ravi, he's doing really cool things. He's announcing some things on his Instagram at It's Ravi Lad. ITSRAVILAD is his Instagram. Go give him a follow. Go check out the cool things he's doing in his life.
And we're also going to plug, or at least I'm going to plug real quick, our boy Richard. We had him on at one point. You can find him on Twitch at Win Now Toronto. That's WINNOWTO. He does a lot of Rocket League, so if you're into that kind of thing. He streams a lot of Rocket League. Oh yeah, he's okay. He's better than I am.
I'll
but
make
I've,
sure to send him a quick message saying,
do it.
Quote,
call him out.
He's
be like,
okay. Brian Hopp.
You won't do it. This is me challenging you right now.
Okay.
Do it. All right. Take a screenshot. Put it up on the page. Prove that you did
on
it.
On the Instagram.
Put it on the Instagram. Prove that you did it.
I believe by this episode, we should have a new post regarding our previous episode with our friend Bill talking about vinyl. And then what was the thing that I already forgot that we were going to post for this episode?
Well, I would tell you if I also remembered.
No. Okay. Well, we'll
it's
go
okay.
back.
It's a good thing. It's not like it's an audio recording that we can find again.
Yeah. It's never. Yeah. So.
All right. On that note.
On that note.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Pardon me.